Kiribosi, hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Mem Beis. And we're here at the bottom of Mem Aleph Mem Beis. I probably should have taken it up to the top of Mem Beis Mem Aleph. We're here four lines up, Elev Mas Nisan. Just to finish up this thought, I will require a little bit of a recap of what we did yesterday. But if you remember, well, we have Machokas between Rebbe and Chachamim. Right? Are you able to be Meshachrer a half your slave? Are you able to free half your slave? Does that work Bechlal? So Rebbe had said yes, and the Chachamim said no. So we had two ways to understand right, that Machlokas. Rabbah said the Machlokas is by a shtar, but by money, everybody agrees that it works. Right? That was Rabbah's shita, that the Machlokas is by a shtar, but everybody agrees by kesef that it works. Rav Yosef had said the Machlokas is by money, but by shtar, right, everybody agrees that it doesn't work. So we had actually rejected the second part of Rav Yosef, right, and then we had said that Rav Yosef, because we had a brisa that says very clearly that the machlokas is also right, by a shtar. So now, according to that, based on that, right, we go back to our Mishnah, right? El Masnisin, again, we're just into the Gemara now here. Right? El Masnisin, right? De Katani Misha Chetzi Ven Chorin, right? Our Mishnah, if you remember in Amud Aleph, right, had a case where a guy is a half slave. So the question is, how does that work? How did he get there? Right? Bishlam al Rabbah. So according to Rabbah, you can Mukim Laba Kesef, you can assume that the Mishnah, that the case is where he was freed by with money, right? According to Rabbah, everybody agrees that you can free half a slave through redeeming him through money. And everybody in the Mishnah is everybody shita. Elo Rav Yosef, but according to Rav Yosef, lema Rebbe yivla Rabbanan. Maybe according to Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef said that the only one who allows this to work, right, is Rebbe. Maybe that Mishnah is only Rebbe and not the shita of the Rabbanan, right? We usually, again, just with the goal here, we usually like to try and say that the Mishnayos are a libid to everybody, right? We try to always make the Mishnayos as compatible as possible with all the opinions. So if we can say that, according to Rav Yosef, right, he apparently says he's the only one, that only Rebbe is the one who allows to create a half a slave, right? If you free half a slave, right? He says only Rebbe allows that for that. So I'm Ravina. Ravina said, no, be'eved shel shnei shofin, v'dibrei kol. No, as we explained yesterday at when we read the Mishnah, is really, according to Ravina, the Mishnah is not a case where you freed half a slave. It's meaning that you owned a full slave and then you freed only half of him. The case is where the Eved is owned jointly by two different people and one guy freed him and the other guy didn't. So that works because, as we'll see in a second, right, when you completely get rid of your shaychus to the slave, that definitely works, right? The shayla is, can you get rid of half of your shibud or half of your ownership, right, of a slave? But if you get rid of all of your ownership, right, so that is definitely effective, as we'll see right now. Okay, weiter. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, machokas kishishichur chetzio v'niya chetzio. And as we said before, right, the machokas, as we said a second ago, right, the machokas is only when you free half of the Eved, and the rest, the other half is left over, meaning it's still shayach to the owner. But let's say the rest of the other half is not shayach to the owner whatsoever, right, through some other method of not owning a slave. Let's say he freed half and sold the other half, right, or he freed half and he gave the other half as a gift to somebody else. Meaning that, and this Eved is therefore leaving this guy's rishus completely. So, kevin de kanafik mine kule de bria kol kanaf. Since he's completely leaving, so then everybody agrees, right, that works. I'm like, I said, what do you mean? Ubukulu pligi. What do you mean? This normal chogos here. Right, that Chachamim should argue, right? Chachamim should argue in this case. V'atani chada, where the Brisa says, akosif nechaza l'shnei avadav kanaf. Right, if you write your property to two of your slaves, at the same, we'll see, it's very, as Rashi points out, at the same exact time, right, he gives basically two shtaros. Right, Rashi is interesting that Rashi says you get right up two shtaros and you give it to a shliach, right, who's mezaket for both avadim. Okay, this is what to talk about over there, but this is, you know, obviously it's not an inch here. So basically, the guy gives all of his property to two slaves, right? So kind of each of them gets half. Right, half of the possessions, obviously, and then they free each other, and they're able to free each other. Right, again, you see that again that you when the guy gifts, right, gives a gift of half a slave to somebody else. And that's that works. V'tani yidach, another brisa says, Omer kol nechazai nesuvim l'ploni l'ploni avdei, av asman l'okana. But another brisa, on the other hand, another brisa says, and we'll see how to resolve this stira, this is what we're going to talk about for most of Amun Aleph, right? So on the one hand, the brisa we just read a second ago says that that works. You can give, right, half your possessions to each avid. This brisa says, Omer kol nechazai nesuvim l'ploni l'ploni avdei, if you say all of my possessions go to these two slaves, so av atzman l'okana, so that doesn't work. They don't even acquire their own freedom. What's going on over here? There's a steer in Bryce's. So my love, HaRebbe HaRabbanan, isn't this exactly our machlokas? Right, that Rebbe is the first one that says you can free half a slave, and the Rabbanan is the second one. And that is exactly where he's getting rid of the slave completely. But even though he's giving half of it, but he's getting rid of the slave from his rishos. So, and we see that the Rabbanan is the second opinion, and apparently they do argue with Rebbe and say that it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, no. Look, we're going to have a bunch of different ways to understand this stira in these brises. Again, just very clearly, right? And if you say, to recap, one brisa says, if you write all of your nechazim to two of your slaves, that works, right? And the second brisa says, if you say, right, all of my nechazim go to both of my slaves, that does not work. They don't even acquire themselves. So how do you interpret that? How do you figure out that stira? So the Gemara says, "Lo idi vidi rabbanon." Both of them, according to the Chacham, the Had Amar Kulo, right? Had Amar Chetzi Chetzi, and it depends, right? If the first brisa says that's totally fine because each one of them says all of my, he says that he's giving all of Kulo, that all of my stuff goes to each slave, and therefore obviously they will get half of it. But basically, since he wrote that into the shtar, right? So that when he gives it at the same exact time, right? The slave again, the slaves. Right, both of them acquire the possessions at the same time, and therefore they go free. But if it's half and half, right? So then that's not, that doesn't work because he's giving it bezeacharze, right? And the moment the guy gives half of the possessions, right? We say that the eved is not kona because mashu kavan eved kona rabo, right? So if you don't get rid of all of it at the same time, so that's not going to work. So that's the difference in the brisa. That's number one. I've been getting safer. What about the second part of that brisa over there? V'im amar chetzi chetzi lo kanu. And if you said half and half, that doesn't work. And we call the resha amar kulo, implying that the first part of the brisa is where you said I'm giving you all of my stuff. So you can't say that brisa is talking about I only gave you half of it because you have a safer that says that exactly. The Gemara says no. Prushi kamafarish. No, like yeah, okay, but that's exactly what the second part of the brisa is saying. It's explaining the first part of the brisa. All right, asma lo kanu ketzad. How does that work? Going amar chetzi chetzi. The case is where you said I'm giving half and half. If it's not coming with vasachas. So therefore, right, they're not going to even acquire themselves, right? Because that's he's not giving up his entire property, right, at a single time. And that makes a lot of sense, right? The disagadai the horisha da markulo. Because if you tell me that the first case is where, meaning the first case, second brisa, right, where he said all of it, so then hashda da markulo kano amarchetzi chetzi mibaya. Well, if you're telling me that in a case where he said all of my possessions are going to my slaves, and that doesn't work, so obviously if he said half and half. That also doesn't work. So it must be that the second part of that price is explaining the first part and saying that the whole case is where you said half and half and one after the other. So Kumar says, Imishum ha. Right, if that's true, but if this is what we're saying, right, the halo area, that's not a good enough proof because Tana Seifa the Gluy Resha, because the Seifa the Brisa, right, is explaining the first part. Shalotom Resha Damar Chetzi Chetzi. So you shouldn't say that the first part of the Brisa is saying half and half. Now, v'lamar kulo kana, that you shouldn't say that if the first part of the brisa where it doesn't work, it's chetzi chetzi, but if you said all of my possessions, right, all kulo, all of it to each slave, that does work. You shouldn't say that. And therefore, tana sefa damar chetzi chetzi, right, michal deresha damar kulo, right, meaning we don't want you to assume that half and half doesn't work, but all of my possessions does work, right? Really, so we taught the Seifa to say that both cases don't work. Filu hachil lokana, right? Even in that case as well, right? It doesn't work. Okay, ibay seima, another way to resolve the steer and the brises. Lo kasha, there's no problem. Kamishtar echa, kamishtar echaras. Depends on whether there's a shtar, a single, meaning one shtar, right? Shtar echad, and that's the second brisa, right? Very confusing when it does that, right? When it doesn't say which brisa is which, but the second brisa now is the one shtar, right? And he gives one shtar, and he says, all of my possessions are to both of you, right? That doesn't work, as Rashi points out, because we're going to learn, we learn the laws of get shukher, of getting rid of an eved from an isha, right? And you can't be megarish two women with one shtar, right? Each woman needs A person's going to divorce, let's say, both of his wives, so you can't do it on one shtar. He needs to have a get for each one. So too doesn't work for both of them. So in the second case, in the second brisa, right, if you give one shtar for both of them, that doesn't work. But the first case, when you give two shtaros, right, to the shliach and his mezake for both of them, so then that does work. Gemara says b'shtar echad ma'iriya chazichetzi. Okay, but if the chiddush is that it's only one shtar, it doesn't matter how much of his possessions or how he divided up all of his possessions, half his possessions, doesn't matter. That detail doesn't matter. Afil amar kulu minami lokana, right? All of it shouldn't matter. So the Gemara says achinami kamar, and that's exactly so. Okay, and achinami, that's exactly what the price says. Af asman lokana v'med varimur in b'shtar echad. Right? When we say that they don't, it doesn't work. This that the slaves are not going to go free. It's only if there's one shtar. But if there are two of them, so they'll conno, so then that does work. But if you divide up his the shtar, if you divide up the possessions and said, half goes to you, half goes to you, so that doesn't work if there are two shtaros either. It only works if he says, all of my possessions are to both of you in two different shtaros. Okay, another possibility, I think this is the third or fourth, I remember, in this, to resolve the steer and brises. Iboy same alokasha, right? Kama vazachas, kama zarecha. This is one of the ways we explained that in the first price and when it works, that's when he's giving it to both of them. But in the second price, where it doesn't work, that's bezeh or zeh. That's one after the other. And lechora, because what's going to happen is if you do it one after the other, right, the first evit is going to acquire everything right, before the second evit acquires anything. Right, so that doesn't work. That's not what the guy wanted. Right, he wanted them to split it. So that doesn't work in that case. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Abasra Lokana, I understand that the second one is not going to acquire anything, Daka Kani Lekama, because the first Evid in that case, right, already got everything. Alekama, Likni Nafshi, Likni Lechavri. Why shouldn't that work, right? The guy gives an Evid, gives a shtar to his Evid, and says, all my possessions go to you. Okay, he subsequently says, gives a shtar to another Evid, and says, all my possessions go to you. But the first, what does that have to do with the first guy? The first Evid should acquire himself, or he should acquire all the possessions, right? And acquire the other slave as well. So Gemara says, "Elam nechavar the ganeshim meikaros." You're right. That's not a good answer, because unclear why the Evid shouldn't be kona in that case. So pick one of the other answers that we had. And finally, one last answer: Ravashi Amar Shani Hasam dekakari lu avde avdai. Ravashi said in the second brisa, he says all my possessions should go la'avdai, to my slaves. Right? Apparently, what does he mean? He means that I'm still keeping them as slaves. So I'm like, Rafram Ravashi. Rafram said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Anytime the guy says, this is my slave, that means he's keeping him as a slave. Maybe he's just referring to them, right, as the slaves I had already. Meaning like, you know, you say, go to my barber, go to my accountant, go to my lawyer. It doesn't mean you're using them at that moment. It means that you used them already. Right? So Mila Tanat, and also just in terms of the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Peah. Hakosim called Nechazav La'avdo. If you write all your possessions to your slaves, Yotze L'Cheres, it goes free. Shir Karka Kolshu, but if you leave something over, then Lo Yotze L'Cheres. Then it doesn't go free. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Olamu Ben Chorin. Right, he's gonna be free. Actually, Yomer Lo Kol Nechazin Nesun L'Plani Avdi Chutz Me'echem Yiribo Shabbat. Until you specify, right, I'm giving over all my possessions except for one. Echad Meribo is one in 10,000, meaning we assume that he's referring to the Evid himself. But anyway, Tachlis is Taima, the reason, Amar Chutz Me Echad Meribo Shevehem. The point is that it's only no good, according to Shimon, right? If he specifically wrote this, except for one 10,000, i.e., what he's talking about is just a fancy way of saying, except for this slave. Right, hello, Marachi, but Kani. But if he didn't say that, so then his slave would acquire, right? He would go free. So am I? So why is that true? But didn't we say, right? What's the lashon in the Mishnah? Hakosev kol nechasav la'avdo. Right, if he writes everything right, to his slave, right? He called him an eved. Right, say, oh, this must be no. It doesn't mean that he's trying to keep him as a slave. Ela avdisha ikvar hakanami avdisha ikvar. Right, it just means that he's writing it to my slave, meaning the slave I had already, but I'm freeing him right at this moment. Okay, fine. That is a little bit, maybe let's say the harder part of the daf. I don't know, maybe, at least in my opinion. It could be, your opinion is different, could be. Let's go weiter now. Now, Nogho Shor. Let's say, now this guy who's a half-slave, this guy is a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, like we had in the Mishnah. Let's say he gets gored, Rachman al-Tzalni gets gored by an ox. Now, just to take a step back, we'll get to it soon. We're coming up on the year of the Bavas. Starting around, I think, Cheshvan time, maybe. We start Bavakamav Metzia, Bavavastra. But right, just before we get there, just a little bit of a little refresher. When an ox gores somebody, so it depends on who the person is, but he's chayev. He gives some. The owner of the ox obviously has to pay. If it's an eved, he gives shloshim shkalim. He gives the value of the eved 30 silver pieces. If it's a ben chorin, so he pays what's something called kofar, pays in some sort of atonement. Okay, d'mei nigach, does he pay the value of the guy who owns the shore? Does he pay the value of the guy who got killed? Okay, that's a whole discussion in the Gemara over there. But what happens if the guy's half and half? Right? What happens if he's half free, right? Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. He's half Eved, half free guy. So who gets the money? Where does the money go? What direction? So Nagcho Shor, if the ox right, gored this guy, so Yom Shel, Ishel Rabo, the Rabo, Yom Shel Atzmo, right, Le'atzmo. Right, depending on, right, again, if you remember of the Mishnah, we had said, depends on, right, who he's serving that day. If he's serving his master, so then he pay as if he's a slave, he paid to the master. If he's free that day, so then he pay the money goes to him. Right, again, assuming he's not dead, right, again, if he pays some sort of damages, right, then that money would go to him as well. Didn't we say in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel went back and agreed with Beis Shammai that you have to force, if a guy ends up being in a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, you have to force him to his remaining master to free himself. Not free himself, to free him, right? We force him, right? That's what Rabbi Shammai said. Didn't Rabbi Beis Hillel agree with that? So Tosus asked that question. Tosus is on the bottom, if you just check it out. He says, this whole discussion is within the Mishnah Rishona, right? According to Beis Hillel, who held that you could have such a thing as Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, who would work for his master one day and work for himself another day. Or, right, you could say that that's actually, according to the Mishnah Achrona, according to after Beis Hillel agreed that you should free him, but it happens to be before he got freed. Okay, fine. It gives a couple other possibilities that you might not force a situation by Yisomim, or you don't force him to free half a slave. Okay, either way, basically Tosus deals with how you could have this situation even after Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai that you should have to force the master to free Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. So okay, so if he gets gored, so it depends on what day it is. Elamiyata, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Yom Shel Rabo Yisei Shivcha, right? Yom Shel Atzmo Yisei Ben Bas Chorin. Well, if you're telling me you could split the proceeds from his damages, so why don't we allow him, right, to marry a shivcha knanis when he's working for his master, when he's in heaven, and marry another woman, right, when he's free, right? So we hold that whole discussion, can't marry anybody. So Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Isura kilo karmina, we're not talking about isura, right? Money is one thing, right? Who does the money belong to? But he tell me he's going to deal with isurim, you're going to go back and forth between isurim and not, you're going to divorce, you're going to remarry, you're going to have issues of isurim, that we can't play with. Okay, Tashma. I'll bring you a proof. Haley's again about this sheet of it, that it depends on who he's working for, what day it is, etc. Haley's Misha Chatzio Eved Chatzio Ben Chorin. If the ox killed him, right, this guy, this Chatzio Eved Chatzio Ben Chorin. So Notzi Chatzio Knas La Rabo. He pays half of the Knas, right, the 30 shekel, 50 shekel kesef, to the master. Or is it Shloshim Sela, Rashi says over here? Okay, fine, no, either way. No, Shloshim Kesef, yeah, okay. Anyway, so he gives half that, right, 15, I guess, silver pieces to the master, the Chatzi Kofer, the Yoshev, and you give half of the Kofer, right, to his children, to his inheritors. Gemara says, Amai, why would you split the payment? Hachanami, why don't we say over here also? Lema Yom Shel Rabo L'Rabo, Yom Shel Atzmo L'Atzmo, depends on when he killed him. And then he should pay the full payment depending on what day it was. Now here is the first case is where he got injured. Here is where the guy is dead, right? There's no the karna, the karen, right, which is the principal, right? It's probably a little bit harsh way of looking at things, but the actual value of the slave is gone, meaning because he's gone completely. So then you're going to split that between, right, the people who owned him, i.e. himself and the master. So, but what's the scenario where the injury, I mean, what's the first case where he got injured? It must be a case where the ox, you know, hit him on the hand, let's say broke his hand, and eventually, right, he'll get better. So that only works, Hanicha la'abaye. It only works according to Abaye. Damar nosin lo, sheves gedola v'sheves katana. Who says that if a person is gonna, well, let's define these phrases, right? Sheves gedola v'sheves katana, right, if you look at Rashi over here, Sheves Gedola is basically the guy's value in the open market. Let's say the guy is, the slave is worth, I don't know, or the half slave, right? Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. Let's say he's worth $100 on the open market, and now he breaks his hand. So for the next, I don't know, 3 months, Right, he's not able to work fully, so now he's worth, let's say, $80. But he's going to eventually heal, so eventually go back to the $100. So Abaye says that you have to pay, you have to compensate the master for that loss, for that temporary loss in value. That's Sheves Gedola. Sheves Katana is simply the Sheves, the time that it takes, where the guy is unable to work. Right, there's a lot of things that you have to pay. If there's damages, Sheves Shar, Ripoy, Boshes, etc. But Sheves is basically the fact that he's not able to work. So according to the Abaye, this all works, right? If you tell me that the case is where, by the injury, where you split the payment, where you give it to the payment to whoever whoever owns the guy, right, half and half. Again, just to recap for my own sake, right? If the ox injures him, so then depends on who he's working for that day, they get the entire sum. If the ox kills him, so then you split the payment between, right, the Yorshim and the master. So but the problem is, right, what is the case where the guy injured him? So if the case is where, let's say, he broke his hand and now he's temporarily unable to work, so Anichal Abaye Domer Lo Sheves Gedola V'Sheves Katana Shapir. And Rabbi, who says that you pay both for his depreciation on the market value and the fact that he can't work, that works out. Right, and then you can have this sort of injury, right? That you're going to end up with these types of damage. You're going to end up with this nezek. With the nezek is the depreciation of value, right? Because that's where it goes to the owner. El l'Rava, but according to Rava, ain't no sin lo ela shifta b'chashav b'chol yom v'yom. Right, according to Rava, who says that in this case you only pay sheves, i.e., the fact that he can't work. I sure who for sure ain't no mishalim nezek. Problem is that this is a case where when an ox does the damaging, so he doesn't pay sheves. Right, the sheves is only if I damage you. Right, if a person damages someone else, he pays sheves. The fact that he can't hurt somebody, but a shor, the loch is by a shor, right, you only pay damage. Right, for a loss of market value. So Rava, right, what would Rava say this case is where the shor injured him that you'd have to make a payment to the master? Right, let's say if he was injured on the day of the master, right. There is no payment. Right? You only pay. You would only have to pay theoretically for sheves. Right, an ox doesn't pay sheves. So what do we do? So ibay seima because you ko adam. Okay, so you could say according to Rava, the case is where a person hit him and broke his hand, and then they would pay sheves. Okay, ibay seima memra. Or you could just say fascinating line in the Gemara. It's a memra. It's just a statement. Memra Rava l'sfirle, and Rava doesn't hold with that statement. Right, what's a memra? Memra is simply, apparently, right, if you look at Rashi, Memra ba'almihi ve'inu lo mishnah v'lo braisa. Apparently it's a third category of statements from Tanaim. It's just a Memra. It's just a statement. It's not a mishnah. It's not a braisa. It's not, well, I guess, the Chorot Tosefta. It's just some sort of Memra. Somebody, somebody said something and Rava doesn't agree with him. Okay, fascinating. Ibar Lu, that's another Shiloh about this Chatzi Ev Chatzi Ben Chorin. Or not exactly. Take it back. Mukav get shechur. A mukav get shechur is not chatziyah v'chatzi ben chorin. It's similar. Right? We said before that a person, let's say, according to Rav, let's say, if a person is mafkir zeved or is mafkish zeved, right, he goes free, but he needs a get shechur. So let's say the guy's waiting for a get shechur. Right? So the master was mafkir him. Right? He does not own by the master anymore, but he hasn't yet written up the get shechur. He hasn't given it to him. So it's mukav get shechur. The guy is missing his get shechur. Right? How connected to the master is he? To the point where yesh lo knas or ein lo knas, right? For example, if he's killed by an ox, right, that we said before, you pay the shloshim shekel kesef. But does the master get that or no? Right, because kesef, as the pasuk says, kesef shloshim shkolim yitain la donav amrachmano. The pasuk says you give 30 shekel kesef to his master. Problem is, I love adonu, but this guy was mafkirim. That master was mafkirim already. He's not his master. Odomar, maybe he came to mechusar get shechur adon karina le bay. Or maybe since the master hasn't fully severed his ownership yet, right? He hasn't given his get shechur. Maybe he's still considered his master. So how do you view this mukav get shechur if this eved who is still waiting for his get shechur? So tashma, I bring you a proof. Hey, mis mishachatze eved v'chatze ben chorin. Again, an ox killed somebody who's half and half. No sin chatze kenas the rabo. Right? We just mentioned, right, you give half the payment goes to the master, and half the payment, half the kofar goes to the yorshim. My lav, commissioner achrona, is in this, aren't we talking about when Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai that he has to free achatzi eved achatzi ben chorin, right, and that, therefore it's a case where he's been freed by his master, but he's missing a get shechur. And we see that you get make a payment for that. So apparently he is considered to be an Adon, and therefore they would pay the master. So the Gemara says, no, Commissioner Rishona, no, it must be. Right? And does not necessarily. It could be right before Beis Hillel agreed. And therefore, right, he's not necessarily waiting for Get Shechar at all. Therefore, it's not Shaykh to our case whatsoever. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Hippel Ashino, Vesim Eno. If the halacha is, if you break a slave's tooth or knock out his eye, right, so he goes free, or really any aver, really any of the avar in the hand, the finger, whatever it is. So there are a bunch of them that you would free a slave for damaging. Anyway, but let's say you do those two, right, one after the other, right? He pulls shino, right? You knock out his slave's tooth, so then he goes free, and then you blinded his eye. So the case is yotzei b'shino v'nosin damim be'enos, right? So he goes free with the tooth, and then you pay him, right, since he's a free man, right, the value, right, of the eye. V'yom marta, now the Gemara proves. V'yom marta yesh lecho knas. If you tell me that this guy who's waiting, right, this mukav get shichur, the guy who's waiting for get shichur, has some sort of fine, who knas the rabo, and the fine goes to the master. So hashta chavle be achrini yavik be rabe, chavle be rabe gufa yavik lididei. Right, if someone who damages, right, the slave, right, who's mukav get shichur, right, if someone who damages the slave would have to pay to the master, right, how does it work that if the master injures him, right, he would have to pay the slave, right? If you're telling me that the slave is still connected to the master enough to the point where if someone damages him, money goes to the master, so the master should not have to pay the slave if he damages him because the slave is still shaykh to him, right? So clearly we see, right, that he's considered to be not shaykh to the slave, to the master whatsoever. So Kamar says, nah, Dilma, come on, Dilmar, ain't a tzorich. Right, it could be that we're not dealing with a case, right, which we said before, that if you remember this machlokas, if a guy's mafkir is eved, does he need to get shukr or not? I think it was Shmuel who said he doesn't need to get shukr. So it could be that this price is holding, like he doesn't need to get shukr, and therefore it's not a case of mukav get shukr. It's not a case where the eved is waiting for his get shukr. And it could be that just the eved goes free stam, and that's why the master has to pay him for busting out his eye. The tanya is we learned in a brisa, bekulan eved yotzei lecherus. The Gemara doesn't really answer that. This just kind of points out, right? By all of these things, for all of these things, an eved's going to go free. Right? For all those things, that if he if he injures him, right, for a bunch of different parts of his body, right? So then he goes free, but he needs to get shichur. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir, Omer Einu Tzarech. Rabbi Meir says he doesn't. Rabbi Lezer Omer Tzarech. Rabbi Lezer says he does need to get shichur. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Einu Tzarech. Rabbi Tarfon says he doesn't. Rabbi Kiva Omer Tzarech. Rabbi Kiva says he does. And Machriyim Lefnei Chachamim Omerim, the people who are Machriya, who make a decision before the Chachamim, they said near and divrei Rabbi Tarfon B'shem V'ayin, the whole of the Torah Zechtala. He said, we hold like Rabbi Tarfon. It seems like Rabbi Tarfon's right, that he does not need to get shukr by if he damaged the eye or the tooth, because those are mentioned specifically in Pasuk. And Rabbi Kiva, the shita that says that he does need a get shukr, seems to be correct in the case where he breaks any other limb, because that's already knas chachamim, that's not preferred in Pasuk. Aye, knas, what do you mean? It's a knas sack. Knas a kroy kader shina the darshan apsukim to tell me if he, you know, for example, he breaks his finger or whatever, then he goes free. So Gemara says ela ima hu midrash chacham. No, it's still secondary to being beferish, to being cleared out in pasuk, right? And therefore, since it's a drasha, right? So that Rabbi Kiva, right, seems to be right, and therefore, and whoever agrees with him, that you would probably need to give a get shukr in that scenario. Okay, a boy lived out asked the following shayla about a mukav get shukr, right? Ochal v'truma, oh, eno ochal, right? Again, similarly, we didn't really answer this question, but how connected to the eved, to the master, is this eved who's waiting for a get shukr to the point where is he allowed to eat truma or not? Right, obviously, an eved of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. If he's not an eved of a kohen, he's not allowed to eat truma. Well, where is he? He's in this limbo stage where he's going free, but he's still waiting for a get shukr. How connected to the master is he? Kinyan kaspa amar rachmana v'alav kinyan kaspa hu. Do we say that only something that the pasuk says, only something that is owned by the master, but owned by the kohen, is allowed to eat truma? And this guy's no longer owned by him because he was mafkirim. Oh, Dilmar, maybe he came with the mechusar get shukr. Kinyan kaspa grinan bay. Maybe since he hasn't gotten yet a get shukr, he's still considered connected, right, to the coming to his master. So Tashma, bring your proof. The Amar of Mishar Shira of Mishar Shira says, Kohen es shenis arev vloda bevlad shivchasa. Right, really weird case where both the wife of the Kohen and the shivcha knanis of the Kohen gave birth to a kid at the same time, and we're not sure whose is whose. Now, both of them are allowed to eat truma because the shivcha, right, the eved of a of a Kohen is Ladi Truma, and the wife of a Kohen is Ladi Truma, and the son of a Kohen is obviously Ladi Truma. So Rei Elo Ochlin B'Truma, both of them can eat Truma, but if a Chokin Chelek Echad Ala Gorin, but they only get one Chelek, right, if they both show up to the Gorin to get Truma, right, from, let's say, a farmer, they would only get one, because it's a Suffolk, right, it's Motsi Mechoer Lavarai, it's a Suffolk who actually gets which kid is which, right? If you have both kids, right, eventually come up to get Truma, it's a Suffolk who is who, so we only get one portion, they split it. Higdilu had Tarovas, when Meshachun Zadzat, and when they get older, they free each other, right, just to make sure, but that the Eved goes free. Aye, but the whole time we said that they can eat Truma. So Gemara says, Hachi Hasht, I mean, so apparently we see, again, before they get Shechur, right, apparently he can eat Truma. So Gemara says, Hachi Hasht, that's not a comparable case whatsoever, right, because Hasam, Yoba Leo, Yoma Chami Nayu Devedu, right, Kenyan Kasba Karin and Lay. But because over there, it's not that we don't know this guy's status. We know that one of them is an Eved, one of them is a Kohen, right? But it's not a scenario where the Eved is sort of half connected to the Kohen. If Eliyahu Hanavi would come and explain which is which, so obviously he would be a slave. So Achalav Kenyan Kasba Uklal. Here in this case, right, if once the Kohen is Mafkirim, right, he may not necessarily be his whatsoever, right? If he's missing a get shifter, we're not sure. So therefore, that case is not comparable to ours. Okay, we'll go back in the head of Geshas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.